And now Turkish opposition figure Fethullah Gulen has denied any involvement in the country's attempted coup. The U.S.-based Islamic cleric said the attempted overthrow may have been staged even. Exiled Muslim cleric called on Turkish people not to see military intervention in a positive light. Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called on the U.S. to extradite Gulen.
Whichever terrorist you asked us to extradite, we have given to you. We hope that you will give us this person who happens to be on our terror list, our strategic files.
Erdogan made the comments in the presence of his supporters. In the meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Washington has not received any official extradition request from the Turkish government. Meanwhile, in a phone conversation with Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu, Kerry said claims of Washington's role in the attempted coup are, quote, utterly false. He added that such insinuations are harmful to bilateral ties. See, earlier, Turkish Labor Minister Süleyman Soylu accused the U.S. of being behind the coup. And for more on the story, we're joined out of Richmond by Mr. James Jatras, a former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst. Mr. Jatras, welcome to the program, sir. Although the U.S. has stood behind Erdogan's administration throughout this coup and is a close NATO ally, we now see a Turkish minister accusing Washington of involvement in this coup. Where do you think that accusation comes from, and how will it affect Turkey-U.S. ties?
Well, it could come from a couple of places. To start with, Gulen is here in the United States. He is reputed to have a longstanding relationship with the Central Intelligence Agency. I don't know if that is true or not. And also, it comes right after we see these moves toward rapprochement between Ankara and Moscow, which is something that may not be welcome in Washington. So that might fuel the speculation. Now, of course, Gulen himself accuses Erdogan of staging the coup as a provocation, as an excuse to seize even more power. And he promises he will fight any extradition request. And I believe Mr. Kerry has suggested that any request would have to be supported with proof. So I think things are very unclear now what is going on.
But, the labor minister, Süleyman Soylu, accused the U.S. of being behind the coup. I want to know what you think that stemmed from, that accusation.
I think it's circumstantial as far as I can tell at this point. If they have some other proof that the United States was behind it, I'm sure they will bring that forward. I'm certainly not discounting the accusation, but I think they'll need more than just circumstantial evidence.
I got you. And with the coup attempt failed, or defeated, I should say, who do you think has benefited from it most, both inside and outside Turkey?
The general consensus is that Erdogan has become even more powerful, and rather ironically, because he's saying, I'm the elected leader, this is democracy, but he may be close now to seizing what amounts to total power in Turkey, which may have been his aim all along. There are some people that suggest that maybe he has been weakened somehow, but frankly, I don't see it. I think that he is emerging from this more powerful than ever.
And what could be the short-term and long-term effects of this coup when it comes to Turkey's foreign policy in the region?
I think the short-term effect will be, does he continue with his move towards rapprochement with Moscow? He's also reestablished relations with Israel. He's even talked about reestablishing ties with Syria. Will Turkey pull back from its support from terrorist groups in Syria? I think that's the big question right now.
And last but not least, I want to go back to the actual coup plotters. What do you think got them, infuriated up to the point where this small faction of military personnel decided to stage this coup? What backed them into that corner, in your view?
There's a lot of speculation here in the United States that this is somehow the old secular Kemalist military establishment reasserting itself. And frankly, I find that hard to believe, because that element has been so purged from the Turkish armed forces by Erdogan. If indeed Gulen was behind this could be a competing faction with an Islamist agenda, but we really don't know that. Until we find out who the individuals are specifically, and frankly the trials begin and we get some more evidence, who is behind it, we'll get a better sense of what their aims were.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. So I guess the next few days, weeks, and months will prove to be crucial in finding out more to this story. That was Mr. James Jotras. Thank you for your contribution. Former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst joining us out of Richmond.